Welcome to the Kia Ora Catch Up Podcast. My name is Jamie Jones. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about my holiday guide. This is for 2016. I'm going to try and do one of these every year. I don't think I did one last year, actually. But generally, this is things that you can kind of do approaching up to the holiday period, whether you got time off or you don't have time off, either or. These are good things that you should do around this period. It's kind of like a annual cleanup as well as a bunch of other things that you should look to do in and around your web development, web design life. So what I'm going to go over is a few handy tips and things to do. And essentially, it's just kind of like getting things ready for the new year. That's the main TLDR of this episode. So what I'm going to do is just run through those. I do have an accompanying Medium article. I'll leave a link in the show notes where you can go and read that one. But this is essentially just going through that Medium article. All right, so the first one is cleaning up your machine. Now, this one is really high up there in importance because over time, our machines do become cluttered and unorganized, and in turn, it can become quite sluggish, and it's just nice having something that's nice and clean and fresh. So some of those things that you can do to clean up your machine are the following. So you can create a backup system. This is a really, really important one. If you don't have an existing backup system, you really need to get one in place. So that's archiving files, like say in the cloud, quote unquote, somewhere, S3, Glacier, you know, any kind of backup service, as well as on external hard drives, things like that. Make sure you just don't have one single place where all your stuff's backed up. That one is a must do if you don't have one now. There's a bunch of free alternatives and things like that. You can even put a bunch of stuff in Dropbox if you've only got a small amount of files that you need to put up there. So the next one is archive old files and folders to a single archive folder. So what I like to do is just have an archive folder where I move files and folders and stuff that I haven't touched in a long time and put it in there. And generally, if there is anything that's in there already that I haven't touched for a long time, I can generally get rid of it because it will be backed up anyway through my backup system. So I'll just get rid of those entirely because it's just taking up unnecessary space on my hard drive as well as it's just cluttering things up. It doesn't need to be there. The next one is just reorganize your files and folders. So often over time when you know you're working on projects, things quickly come up and you don't spend as much time to make sure you keep things all organized. It happens even to the best of us. But just going back and just reorganizing those files and folders and just making it nice and neat. The next one is removing any apps that you don't use. So this is something that also happens. You know, it's nice to try out new applications and tools and things like that. But generally, you'll stop using some of them and you just leave them on the system. So this is a good time to go through and just remove any of those apps that you don't use. And that's going to improve your system performance as well. And in speaking with apps, just updating all your apps, including your operating system. There might be some tweaks to applications that you haven't updated for a long time, either they don't automatically update or you don't get prompt for updates. So just manually going through and updating those apps you use quite often may boost the performance of those applications on your machine, as well as just keeping them nice and new. Now this one, I do have some links to Mac specific tools, but there are Windows equivalents, just I'm not in the Windows ecosystem, so I'm not too sure what to recommend. But generally running a cleaner on your Mac. So this is like Clean My Mac and Daisy Disk and things like that, where you can essentially just clean up some old files, move some trouble areas and things like that around. Really handy one there to do. And then the last but not least is removing everything off your desktop. This is just leaving the bare essentials if you do need anything on your desktop. But over time, again, clutter happens and you get stuff on your desktop like I have some at the moment. There's things that you can just move out and just get it off the desktop because it's nice having a fresh, clean desktop on there. So next up is finishing an existing project. Generally, we start side projects. Yay, it's all fun, awesome. I'm going to smash this out. It's going to be great. But then, you know, the trend that seems to happen is a lot of these side projects go unfinished, maybe not launched or even abandoned. So this is a good time to spend, especially if you have time off, is just finishing up those projects, you know, just setting aside some time, and just smash it out and get it out there or add some improvements that you wanted to do and just fix that up. Now, maybe you do actually have a side project that you had finished, launched, etc., but you haven't updated in a while. Great time to go through and update that project. This could be security updates, maintenance updates, just getting it ready for future releases of a software version. Say if you're on Rails and you're on an older Rails version, update that to a newer Rails version, things like that. The next thing is starting a new project. So if you don't have any existing side projects, why not just start a new one? You know, this is a great choice if you want to try out a new language or just, you know, refine some existing skills. Maybe there's certain things that you do but you don't get to do enough of at your day job. It's a good time to extend that a bit there. Maybe, you know, you do React all the time and you want to try Vue. So try Vue instead. So create a little project, try Vue. Or maybe you want to try a whole new language. So maybe you do object oriented and you want to look at something more functional like Elixir or Go or something like that. This is a great time to start a new project on one of those little things. Now, the next one is do a retrospective. Now, I've spoken about this in previous episodes, episode 90. For example, it talks all about retrospectives, how to do them, why to do them, and stuff like that. Hugely beneficial, and I recommend doing one at least a year. So this being the end of the year, it's a good time to look at the previous year and address things there. So check out that episode, have a listen. That gives you a full rundown there. The next is contribute to an open source project. Surely you have used open source software in any number of jobs that you've done or work or anything like that. And you get all of these benefits free, but it turns out that a lot of people actually don't contribute back in some way, shape or form. This year, I haven't really submitted much back, so I've got to work on that one myself. But if you're not too sure where to start, you can check out 24 pull requests, and that can give you a really helpful start. So they've even got a special page set up where it can essentially guide you into how to contribute and what projects to contribute to. I recommend a simple one to tackle is a project you might use, but you found that the README isn't too good. So submitting a pull request or opening an issue to look at updating a README is a really good place to start, because those READMEs are very, very helpful to run a project or look at certain things. And if you're new to that project, a README could be a great place to start, because you don't have to go fully in depth, but you can get a beginner's perspective on a README, which is usually where READMEs come in handy, is when you're first setting up a project. So you might find areas where you're a bit confused, so you can open an issue, say, hey, I want to look at updating the README, doing this and this, and then from there, if it gets approved, then you can open a pull request and fix those issues. Now, last but not least, it's a bit of a contradiction. So I'll just let this one kind of sit and bake there, but it's take some time off the web. All right, and hopefully that's kind of sunk in a bit, but yeah, taking some time off the web. So it does go against basically everything I've said above, which I still recommend doing, at least if you're going to take some time off the web, which you should, is just do that at the very start. Like do those few things at the very start, maybe the first week or first few days, just get a few of those things out. Primarily, just cleaning up your computer and contributing back to open source. But then after that, just take some time off, you know, go outside, leave your phone at home, just, you know, unglue it from your hand. And just go out there and, you know, have fun, spend time with friends and family, make sure you're seeing people and being social. Just make the most of your time that you've got for this holiday period, especially if you've got time off. And that way you're going to come back fresh, rejuvenated, and really hungry to take on the challenges in the new year. So that's essentially all I have to really talk about in regards to this kind of 2016 holiday guide. I'd love to know what your thoughts are. Like, what are you going to do? Did you find any of this helpful? I'd love to know. You can send through a tweet at CodaCatchUp at Twitter, or you can send an email to CodaCatchUp@gmail.com, or even leave a comment on CodaCatchUp.com for this episode. And if you also don't know, I have a Slack channel set up. You can go to slack.codacatchup.com to join that. Come and talk about all things web on there. But other than that, we'll catch you in the next episode.